wie viel Nafayin Ches. Nafayin Ches, Mishnah. Hamoitzi Chevel, Kedelasa is Oizen Akupa. If you take out a Chevel, a string, what's a shear? Choshe by a string. Lasa is Oizen Akupa, to make the ear of a Kupa, of a barrel, to make like a handle that you can hold it. You used to take a string and tie it on the side to make a handle. So that's Oiz. Trash Oizen Akupa, Lo Oichsa Bo, to hold on to the Kupa, hold on to the barrel. Gimi, Gami, that type of string made out of like leaves. Reeds made out of it. The lasso is toloi lenapo lekavra, to make like a hanger, to make use this type of a gami, all type of a string, and you tie it across to make like a hanger to hang on top of it a napa and a kavra. So Drashi toloi litlois boy to hang on it. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer kidei lito mimenu midas mano lekotin. If you don't know the shear of this gami, that's the type of string made out of leaves or made out of reeds. How long are the string? Enough of a string, like a measuring string, that you could measure the size of a kid's foot to buy him shoes. Had a little mimeno midas man lekotin. Enough of a string to measure the size, how big the shoe, how big the foot of the kid is to buy him shoes. Trashi midas mano la roisa leumen midas zu anitzorach. You showed human like the kid's foot is 6 inches long. I need a 6-inch shoe. Near, if you carry out a piece of paper on Shabbos, what's choshev? Kidei lichtav olav kesher muchsin. Has to be big enough that you could have a tax receipt. So let's see what this kesher muchsin, so receipt from the tax. Trashi near, ma'asovim moisimois, used to make it out of a grass, is kesher shem muchsin. Yesh lucha odom shenoisin amechas l'rosh hanor. When you went over the river, you had to pay taxes. You're on one side of the bridge, you have to pay tax. B'moka mechot. Could be the person was moichel you from matona. Could be. He gives you a receipt. That on the other side of the bridge, you have to show the receipt that either you paid the tax or else the guy was moichel to you. What was the receipt of the tax? It was 2 letters. It's a bigger shear than stamps 2 oisis. That's why it doesn't stam say a piece of paper enough to write 2 olives or olive days. Because here there were bigger oisiyos. They say enough of a size paper that you can write a kesher shamuchsin. Right, the almoitzi kesher muchsin chayiv. And if somebody carries out this receipt that you pay taxes on Shabbos, you chayiv. Right, so it's a double choshev. It's a receipt. So you chayiv for that. It's something choshev. Niyam mochag, what about a piece of paper that you erased on it? So Rashi Shuva in the Royal Lichtov, you can't write on this paper anymore. The fikach sarah shir godu lichur rapitz luchas. You need a bigger shear of this paper. It was written paper ready. As they don't have good, it was actually wrote on ink. So if you erase it, it looks very schmutzig. You can't write again on it. So what's the purpose of this piece of paper? You have to make it for a bottle cap. Trashi, tsluchis, trashi. Hey, this tsluchis ketana shel plaitin means like a perfume bottle. We had before, Nisha used to walk out with it. So a small perfume bottle, you want to use it for a cap to stop up the bottle, you use a piece of paper. So you have enough of a piece of paper to stuff up the cap, the mokum of the cap, and you chayiv. Or, what about you carry out skin on Shabbos? What's the size of the skin that's choshev to be mechayiv? The last is kimeya. You have to be able to make a kimeya from the skin. A kimeya was like a charm they used to make. We had before different sukkim you wrote on the kimeya and use it for a refuah. So you walk out with this, or it's a small posik you wrote on. It's a very small shear. Trashi, that's my thing. Duchtis, have you heard this? Anak, they licht the mezuzah. We'll see in the Gemara. Duchtis is another part of another type of the parchment. At this part, you write a mezuzah. Klaf, it's another type of the parchment. We'll soon see. They licht the ball of pasha katana shematzvilim. She Shema Yisrael. On the cloth you could write tefillin, that's a piece of parchment, and the smallest parshia, that's Shema Yisrael, that's a chosh of a shear. You have a shear of a cloth that you can write Shema Yisrael, you chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. Less than that, why it's chassi shear, but Rashi it's an issa di reis, so the other rishonim is only yasim of the rabbonim. Rashi cloth, le lichta pasha katana. The idea, the dom of Yikorim, since it's a very choshev, a thin cloth, a piece of parchment, is very choshev, le avdi menayo kishri muchsin. People don't use a piece of parchment stam to use for a tax receipt. Elo tefillin, they only use it to write tefillin on a mezuzah. Le mechayi b'shira zutam. Therefore, if you carry out a small piece of parchment, even though it's big enough to write a receipt for a tax, but since people don't use it for that purpose, it's useful. It's useless.
What is it used for? To write a mezuzah with. So at least what's film. So it has to be enough of a shear of choshev of a cloth, at least to write the Parsha Shema Yisrael on it. Write the dioy. How much ink do you have to carry it on Shabbos to be chayiv? What's a choshev a shear of ink? The lichtov beiz oisius. Enough to write two oisius. That's a choshev azach. Rashi l'roishem ashtei chulyis shel kli. Either to make rishuma, to make a heker, to make a sign on two sides of a kli, or ya kroshim lezavgun. Else, like in the Mishkan, they put it on two different boards. They made a simon on each board to know this board goes next to that board. That much ink yichayi for. Choyl, that's like eye paint, eye makeup. How much are yichayi? They lochol ayinachet, the chiddush. You don't need enough to put in both eyes. It's enough even for one eye. And Rashi says, the kamen porach ayinachet selakachli, that people don't use this eye medicine for one eye. Usually, if you use it already, use it for both eyes. So why Yechayim for Shabbos carrying out enough chalm for one eye? The chur, it's not choshev for one eye. Devek, if you carry out glue, Trashi glid glue. What's the shia choshev for glue? They litoin berosh hashavshuf to put on top of this beam. Trashi kadei litoin berosh hashavshuf gomer parashlo. I think it was a type of a beam. We'll see that they used to catch birds on it. So the birds used to fly on top of the beam. They used to put glue on top of it. So the bird got on top, they used to be glued down to the beam. So enough glue to catch a bird. That's how much glue you need. Zephes, the gophis, what are you carrying out? Tar or sulfur? How much is a shear? Their last size, naked. In order to make a small hole, that's enough. If this is a choshev azach, use even a small amount of it. Trashi. The last one is nekiv kotin kli shenoisnim by kesef chai. Something that's like mercury. That's like raw silver. Soisim piv, you soisim, you cover it up. The zephis with tar, oivagafus with sulfur. The noikiv b'teichas dimin, you make a little neck, a little hole there. Nekiv dak loitzia boy, in order to take out the mercury. So just to cover up that small hole, that's a choshev shear really of zephis of tar or of sulfur. Shava, how much wax do you have to take out? The liter now pinekiv cotton. Also, to put on top of a small hole, they used to use wax to cover a pole, so a small hole is a choshev shear wax. Charsis rashes levein ketusha, it's like a brick that was chopped up, like chopped up clay or chopped up bricks, is kedelasois pi kur shel tziporei zov. A pi kur to the mount to make for the opening of the furnace that they used to make the gold in. Rash lasas pi kur shamafuach nichnas bo, the air would go inside the opening of the furnace. That's a choshev shear to make with carry out charsis for. We have yudoy mega the lasas pitput, not the shear of making the hole, but to make pitputs. Rash, that's like the regal, that's the three stand, the feet of the kur of the tanner. A regal lamakim moishev hakur, the feet where you're going to put the kur, the furnace on. Shoy Mashivan al Kane. Also the kach going tapir lishpo sakaderim. It's like a three-legged one that you put the kaderim on top of it. So that's how much charsis you need. Enough charsis to make three legs. Subin. What about the carry out bran? Subin. That's like the pseulus of the wheat, the bran of the wheat. How much subin? Kadei liter now pi kur shol tzorfei zov. It's also the people used to make the fire, the kur, to burn up the zov. So usually they used to use pechamim, they used to use coals. Amor, they didn't have coals, they would also use subin sometimes. So enough shear of the subin. Rashi subin, kreelita na pi kur shasurf rezov. B'malkim shein pechamim, in the place where they didn't have any coals, surf and zov, they used to use gold. It's surf and zov, where they used to polish the gold, or make the gold, they show subin. They used to burn the fire with subin. Subin is the bran. So that's the shear choshev. Enough bran to make a fire with it. Right, the sid, that's lime, kidei losud kitana shevabonis. Hey, the young girls used to use sid on the body, take off the hair, b'mokam erva. So what a small girl would use, the sid, that's a choshev shear. Trashi losud kitana shevabonis. Toifloi sid lahashiris haseyu. They used to put sid, used to put lime on the mokam erva to take off the hair. But some say, I think it was also that in the Miri says that they used to do it, that the girls used to come of age and they didn't have hair. So they used to put the sid there on that mokum to soften it. Either it took off the hair or it made the hair grow. But they used to use sid for that purpose. So that's enough sid for a ktana. Ishi ktana is enough. If you do winemaker, they last us kilkul. How much seed do you have to take out enough to make a kilkul? I think that's a type of a shaitel, or covering for the hair. From Nechem, winemaker, they lost underfi. Underfi, some say it's to cover the side here, not to cover all the hair, to cover just the side here that falls out. I will see in the Gemara what this is exactly. So the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Chevel, how much is the size of a string? Are you chayiv if you carry out how much string? Chevel, nam lechayiv, the last is tzloil anapa. As the Mishnah says, what's the shear for a string? A regular string is to make the oizen of a kupa, to make the handle of a kupa. That's the biggest shear. Then the Mishnah says, Vigami, that's like a string made out of leaves, or made out of reeds, that's enough to make like a hangon, just a place to hang the sieve. For at the Gemara, even a chebel, the first case, a regular string, why aren't you chayv also to make a hanger? If I said a smaller shear even. For the Gemara, chebel, not only chayv, but they last a toloi, to make a hangel, a napel, a carver, to hang up a sieve, or carver, another type of sieve. Hey, it's a smaller shear to make a hanger. You have to have a small loop just. You take a small piece of string, like a loop, and knock it into the wall, and you have a mokum to hang it. So what do you have to have a bigger shear to make the handle of a kli, which need bigger rope? Why isn't rope also enough just to make the hanger? And for the Gemara, kivan, the chorech, stam rope is a little rough. It's harder. So if you put it on the stam kalim, it makes like scratches, indention on the sieve. So kivan, the chorech, the mona, it scratches on the kli. Lo yav the inshi, people don't make a hanger for a kli from regular hard chevel. They rather use soft gami, soft leaves, or the reeds. Therefore, chevel is only aimed the most to use for the handle of a kli. You need a bigger shear. Trashi chevel nami lechayim b'shiyure zutra smaller shear the chos nami lechayim b'napakava should also be enough just to make a hand, just to make a hanger out of it. Teretz says no. The chorich kein charki makes like scratches. Meteich shukosha since it's a harder a chevel, a string is a harder substance. Poigim esetz. It's poigim makes scratches inside the kli eitz. And they don't use this, they'd rather use from gami, from soft leaves. Tana Rabbonin, Hutzin Rashi Ratsha Lulve Dekel. If you have pieces of like a luluf, you have the leaves of a luluf, how much of that is chayef for Shabbat if you carry it out? Hutzin Gdelasus Oizin Lisal Kvipus Mitzvahs. They used to use it to make a handle for a basket that's made in Mitzvahs, in Mitzrayim. Rashi Kvipus Mitzvahs. Sala also in Mitsure Dekel, a basket that's made from also parts of the deck of the palm tree. So to make the handle, they used to use the luluf. So enough leaves to make a handle, that's choshev. Siv, just also another part of the palm tree that grows outside the tree. Trashi siv vidilis, shegodol sovva dekel, that grows right around the palm tree. Kein malbush, like a coat. Venichrach svivoisa voile, it grows around the tree and goes up on the tree. That's called the siv. So how much of this do you have to carry out to be chayiv for Shabbos? What's the choshev for? What is it used for? Is a cherim oimrim gdei litoin al pi mashpich koton lisanen es hayayin. They used to use it for the sieve, lisanen, to clean out the wine. So they used to put this al pi mashpich koton, to put it on the top, the opening of a small funnel, like. Shrasha pi mashpich, unjus a funnel, lisanen es hayayin. Shemakev ha-psoilus, it used to hold back the psoilus, like the pits, or the shells of the grapes. And it used to go into the opening of the kli. So they used to put this sieve around there. That's a choshev b'shir. Right, the revav, it's Rashi shumin or shemin. Fats. How much fat, how much is shear fat you have to carry out on Shabbos? Like, what do you use fat for? That's choshev to mechayim? G'day losuch tachas asfagin kitana. So how much does shear underneath a small cookie? When you used to bake underneath the cookie, underneath the cake, you put oil usually. So enough oil to shmir underneath the cookie, that's a shir choshev. Shrashi asfugin, rikik, like a cookie. Shenayis the matana to put in the oven. V'tochin tachtavalya, and underneath the cookie, they put oil. They put fats. So enough fats to shmir under a cookie, that's a choshev shir. It's usable, yechayim, if you carry it out on Shabbos. For the Gemara, yes, the kamish shir, how much is the shir? Kesela. The size of a sela, a matbeya called a sela. We learned another place, you have to carry out enough fat to shear the gregris. And the Gemara, it's the same shear. A gregris and the shear of a kesela by fats are the exact same measurements. Rashi b'kama shiura shel ispugin. This pshat is, Rashi learning kama shiura means how big is the cookie have to be. So it was saying enough fat to put under the cookie. But how big is a cookie? You can have mamash a miniature cookie and you can have a big cookie. So one place it says the cookie has to be the size of a stella, and the next place it says the cookie has to be the size of a gregorist. That was the theorem. And the Gemara, the size of a cell and the gregorist is the same shear. So you don't need a gregorist of the fat. The cookie has to be the size of a gregorist. And how much fat you need to put underneath the cookie is much smaller shear. So the Gemara, muchin, that's like shmatis. How much shmatis do you have to carry? Muchin is anything soft pieces of material. How much do you have to carry out to be chayav for Shabbos? Because they last say it's kadur ktana, to make a small ball out of it. What's the shear of a small ball? Kegel's like a nut. Drashi kado pluta. Right, so the kids played with it, so that's what they used it for, it was usable. So that's much shmatis. To make a small ball, the size of an egg is choshev yichayv to carry out on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, near, you carry out a piece of paper, could they licht of all of kesher muxin. How big does the paper have to be? To write the receipt of a tax. If you pay the tax, or when you go over the bridge, you pay the tax on this side, and it gives you a receipt to show the guy on the other side you paid. Tana, kama kesher muxin, how much do you write? How big does the piece of paper have to be for a receipt? Shtei oisiyas. It's two oisiyas, that's what the receipt was. You used to write two oisiyas, that was the receipt. Trashi shtei oisiyas, kasalka taita, rav minu is, shtei oisiyas di dan desuchin. Imam is two oisiyas regular, the way we write two oisiyas, two olives, an olive base, small shear. Somebody finds an empty piece of paper. It's enough to write the yosius chayiv. And if not, you potter. In Omer Hashishis, my shteyosius. What does it mean shteyosius here? Shteyosius shokesh shemuchsin. It means by shteyos not poshut shteyosius, not regular two oisius, but special two oisius that they write on the receipt for a tax. So Bezois Mashma, the oisius you write for a tax is a special type of an ois, not Pasher oisius. So why at the beginning we said, what's the shear regular shtei oisius? That's the stira. And the Gemara, Rav Roma shtei oisius didan obey sachiza. Tahaino kesher muxin, enechnami. A kesher muxin has bigger oisius. It's not a regular Pasher two oisius. So that we said before, it's enough for regular shteyosius, it means also with the pesachiza. You have to have enough a piece of paper to write two regular oisiyos, and after that there should be a place to hold on to it. If you have a place to grab onto the paper and to write two oisiyos, that's a shear to write two big oisiyos of a kesher muxin. So there's no stira. A regular two oisiyos is too small, that's not enough. You need a bigger piece of paper that you write two oisiyos with the kteyachiza, which is the shear of two big oisiyos of a kesher muxin. Rashi kesher shemuchsin leboye gilyan lebeis achiza shoychsa kula de kapov poshet v'royim. The receipt itself, you don't have to hold on the side. You hold the whole thing in your palm. So male, the receipt is two big oisiyos. If you want to have a piece of paper that we write two regular oisiyos, it has to be a little bit bigger with the shear kadei achiza. For the more nicely, hamoitzin niyam mochik. If somebody finds a niyam mochik, a piece of paper that was used already, it was erased. So you can't use it for kesher muxin, or else the shtar perua, or else somebody finds a shtar that was already paid up. Let me say this one second. Just skip something. You're not potter. I'm not sure. My shtar is not sure. You're not sure. You're not sure. Rav am shtar is the dar ni betzadir. I'm not kesher muxin. You may say, how much is the yamocha ki of a shtar perua, or else you found a shtar that was paid up already, the life that paid up the malva, im yesh belubin shaloi. If on the white piece of the paper that wasn't written on yet, as you found the niyam mochok means part of it was written on already, was erased. But you found now part that's white, that wasn't used yet. Who are then the shtar prua? The shtar was written on that you owed the money, but there's some blank piece of paper there. Is imyesh beluba on the white, the blank part of it shaloi? Say lichter shtei oisiyes, enough to write two oisiyes on the blank part. Oy bekuloi. Or else to write on the whole oibekuloi, or else on the whole piece of paper, because they lichra chapit sluchas ketanam shel plaitin chayiv. It's either the whole piece of paper now, even though it was written on already. That's like the Mishnah says, a niya mochak, a written piece of paper ready, is not oimed anymore to write with. Then you need a bigger shear, enough to wrap it up to make it for a bottle cap. If you have the size to make a bottle cap out of it, you chayiv. And if you don't have the size of a bottle cap, you also chayim if the lubin should buy the white part of it has enough to write two oisiyos. Mashma, that's all you need. Is a blubin shalak the lichter shtei oistis. You have a kulu. No, the pizzle kulana. So fight them. Chayit. Fought it. So bishleim al rav sheshes di yoma. My shtei oistis. What does two oistis mean? Shtei oistis shokesh muchs in shapir. Here also I tell you, even though it says tam aloshnam, shtei oistis doesn't mean the size of regular two oistis. It's how you can interpret it. Shtei oistis means a bigger shir. It means two bigger oistis. The size of a kesher muchsin, then it's good. Ela l'rava d'yoma. Shtei oistis didan. No, when it says shtei oistis, ataka means our two oistis. No, he was moisev, I had this theory before. It means the beis achiza. Avizoi, you also have to have the beis achiza, enough to hold on to it. Dainu kesher muchsin. Avizoi, hocha beis achiza like kasher. Here you don't need a beis achiza. So avizoi, should live like a kasher. As according to Rav, it's a bit so shver. Rav says when it says shtei oistis means two small oisiyos with the beis achiza. But here it's shred to say that. Because here it says, Klo, you have a piece of paper that was written on. So the beis achiza could be the written part of the piece of paper. It says, Abi, the blank part is two oisiyos, that's enough to be mechayiv. So Masman, when it says two oisiyos, it means only two oisiyos. And Rav says two oisiyos means no, it means two oisiyos with kedei achiza. So it's a little kasha on Rav. But this rice, it wouldn't be mashma like Rav's pshat. Here it's mashma, shtei oisiyos means only two oisiyos. So I we have this theory before Kesher Shal Muchsin, the tax are bigger ICS. You have to get the first terror, Senech Nami. Shte ICS also means bigger ICS. But the Rav learns Shte ICS means no, smaller ICS, but you have to also leg C. With Kdei Achiza, here it's Shreer, here it can't mean Kdei Achiza. Because you have a big enough Shreer, Kdei Achiza, the whole written part on already. Rashi, Belubin means the Gilyan, the white part, the part that's not used, the sides of it. Hacha Beis Achiz Leit Zorach. You have the whole erased part. You could write the shtar on the part that you could write, and the whole erased part is enough to hold on to. So you don't need two parts, shtei oisiyos and kedei achiza. So Tzoraya, the word shtei oisiyos does not include two parts to it, like two oisiyos and kedei achiza. It only means two oisiyos. So that's a kashan rav. Right. Tana Rabbon, Hamoitzi Kesher Muchsin. Somebody finds a Kesher Muchsin. Achloi Hera Lamoichis calls the man, you didn't use it yet, like you didn't show it to the other side of the bridge that you pay your tax on earth, you need this piece of paper. It's Chayiv. If you carry it out on Shabbos, it's called a Dovah Choshev, you need it to pat yourself from tax, so you Chayiv to carry it out. Mishera Lamoichis, but once you already showed it to the tax collector, you went both sides of the bridge, you passed over the bridge, and you already showed that you put yourself from paying taxes. But as I potter, if you carry it out now, this receipt, since it has no chshiv, it's not worth anything, you potter on Shabbos. It itself has no use, so you potter, it's not a davar chashuv. If you do, I'm a no. After me, Sheryl Amochus, even after you showed it to the tax, that you potted yourself already, still chayiv. Still, if you carry it out now on Shabbos, still it's a davar chashuv. Why? But Nesha Tzarech Loi, you need it? You can never tell, maybe you need it. For the more my bunai, what's the machloek? What does it mean you do need it? And why does Tanakhama say you don't need it? You have to be afraid sometimes a tax collector, even after you passed him, he'll run after you another time, like to get tainas on you, he'll want to catch you. So it's always kedai to retain your receipt. You never know when the tax guy will run after you a second time to mun you again for money. So if you hold, you always have to hold on to it. Sef was always choshev. Tanakhama says, no, we're not choshev. It's like the milsad leishchiyach. Once you paid your tax and you passed by both collectors, finished, you don't need it anymore. Trashi might be nayu. Claim it, but my pligi, or the my ka'omar Rabbi Yehuda the Tzorochle, what do you need it for? Rita Mukhsi, Kurtia, Shirotzin Acheroifim. Sometimes the guy runs a second time, even after you pay tax. Lohalo Aleim, stam tap tainas on you to make a bilbil on you. Shloi nit no hamechas, they'll come tainas you didn't pay the tax. Vitorochleivim lach selamechas, they'll make you pay a second time tax. Therefore, it's good to hide your receipt. Laharas leilu, to show them, I paid up. Don't bother me no more. Now Tanakam lematzin leilu achid. He roid basri hod lagabi moiches. Enochnami, if they run after you already, so you go back to the original guy you paid you and show, hey, don't you remember me? I paid you already. So mainly, you don't have to be chayish. You don't have to hold on to it. That's one shot. Right. A big one and a small one. It's Rashi. Sometimes it's a big tax collector. He stays there the whole day. Mamana muchas katan, and it's too much for him to stay there all day, so he makes a smaller guy take over. V'zeh mitchila eino mara achoysim shomelech, el legodol. You only show the receipt to the big one. Rabbi Yehuda tzorach loy, Rabbi Yehuda you need it. Shrei akotin yimnenu melavo, the smaller one will stop you from going over. L'tanakam ein tzorach loy, shagodol mois leisim in devorim, v'yem lekotin v'yover. Such a child, does he give you a password or not? They say, old, when you pay the big guy, he gives you a password. So by the small guy, you don't need the receipt anymore. Password is enough. And the Yudals know, sometimes you need the receipt. The receipt is still usable. Even by one tax collector, it's not kiminan. They should sorach le laharoise le moiche sheni. It's kedai always to show your tax returns, keep your receipt. It's kedai to show next year to the tax collector again, you should know I'm an honest guy. You want to see last year I pay taxes. So it's always good to hold your receipts. It's worth it for you to hold it. So if even after you paid and you don't need it, it's good to hold it. So if what's the double choshev? Trash the mukha shena shemav rachav pritzel memechot el aroysoi shu nemen v'choshev v'einam avriach atzvim min amechot v'eshlo yal lol of lachas man. You don't want them to give you tzaras to make complaints about you. So you want to show them I'm a clean guy, I paid my taxes. So it's always good to keep the receipt. Right, Torah Rabbonin. Hamoitzi shtar choyv. If somebody finds on Shabbos a shtar choyv, it means a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money. Is that shaloi poro? Calls the man the loyver didn't pay the money yet. Smell the shtar was a very choshev a thing. You need it. Is chayv? If somebody carries it out now on Shabbos, is chayv? It's a choshev. It's like it's a check. He owes me money. It's a choshev a thing. Misha poro. But after the loyver already paid up the malva, so now the check is useless. It's paid up already. Is potter? He a potter, he has no use, it's not worth anything. We have Yehuda Weiman, no. After Misha Pari, even after you paid up the money for this chayiv, still chayiv. Still the receipt, still the shtar was worth something, and he carried out the chayiv. Why? You never tell, you need the shtar. My b'nai, what's the machlag if you need the shtar or not? Omer Rabbi Yosef, also, my b'nai, Omer Rabbi Yosef, also l'shoy shtar pruik b'nai. The nafgamina is, if there is an Isra of holding a shtar prua, Rabban and Sarvatanakam holds also l'shoy shtar prua. She knows an Isra to hold it. Because we're afraid, since it was used already once, if you hold on to it, maybe you'll want a second time, you use it a second time. And that's an Isra. So once the shtar was paid up, rip it up, get rid of it. You're also to hold it. So if it's also to hold it, it's not worth anything. So if you carry it out non-shamas, avadi yapotim. If you have used this sabbat, no mutu l'shoy shtar prua. You're allowed to hold it, there's no chiv to rip it up. See, if it was chashev by you, you could use it for something in the health. But since it's chashev for you, if you carry it out on Shabbos, you chayiv. Trashi, also the shoyi shtaprua. Mishrim shenemen, the pasuk says, al tishkum b'yalecha avlo. Don't keep anything bad in your house. Hilkach, malve loy mishoyi lei. The malve won't keep it, lotsa pizza chusa mishrim iser. Because it's also for him to keep it. It's like an avlo. If he holds it, the malve, maybe later, when one eye, he'll use it a second time. That's an iser. There's no issa. If he wants to keep it, let him keep it. The loiver, he could do it. But the svar, he also doesn't hold on to it. The loiver is afraid. If it's a good star, maybe the loiver will lose it, and the malva will find it again, and the malva will take it out and use it again. So a paid up star check, you rip it up right away. Therefore, the svar is the loiver gets rid of it, and the malva is not allowed to keep it. Therefore, since it's not choshev, the lacher is you put it, you carry it out. And if you don't know, muta the trash yukach, ki yoitzio mal v'chayiv, the tzorach lelichor apitza chusam. He could use the shtar for a purpose. He could use it as a bottle cap. And he holds there's no iser in keeping the shtar in your house. Therefore, it's awesome. According to him, it's muta. It's your muta to keep it. Therefore, if you carry out on Shabbos, yichayiv, it's called a davar choshev. Nah. Abaye woman, no. The kula yalma also l'shoy shtaprua. According to everybody, I tell you, there's an issa. You're not allowed to keep a shtaprua. As this goes upon the malva. The malva, once you receive your money from this shtar, you have to rip it up. You can't keep it. It's an avla. You can't keep it in your house. According to everybody, l'shoy shtaprua. I was like, what's the machlokes then? Why, according to Yehuda, are you chayiv? L'chur, you can't use the shtar anymore. For hocha, we're talking about the moide b'shtar shekosvu shetzorach l'kaimai. Talking about the shtar wasn't really paid up yet. No, the malva has a shtar. Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. And he doesn't have Edom to mekayim the shtar. But Shimon says, Amaskim, I wrote you the shtar. Like he's Mekayim the shtar. He's saying the shtar is Nemestik shtar. So Shimon says, I paid you up already. And Reuven says, no, here's my shtar, you didn't pay me up yet. So it's a machlokes, could you use such a shtar or not? And the moidish to shtar shekosu, that Shimon was moidish, that shtar was a good shtar. Amaskim, I wrote you that shtar, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying, I paid you up. So one man here says, Sorach Lekayim Mekamiflagi. Tanakam is Sovar, Moide Bishtar Shekosu, Sorach Lekayim. Since, how do we know the shtar was good? The Malva doesn't have any Eidim. It's only since the Leiver is Moide that I wrote the shtar. But the Peshos, the Peshitor, he's the one that's saying it's good. He's the one that's saying, I paid you up. So since he's saying, I paid you up, you can't use the shtar. So since you can't use the shtar is worthless. Therefore, if you carry it out on the Shabbos, it's like a pot.